Why does it work? It works when it works.
Right, because you're also saying that when we, in any situation, if we would give ourselves over to this ethic, in fact, it would triumph eventually. Or what?
It might triumph. There is no guarantee. Mm-hmm. There is no guarantee. It has the potential to triumph. Mm-hmm. But part of the point about it, whether it triumphs or not, it is by far the preferred, the morally preferred way to go, because if you take that route of vengeance, of hatred and so on, if you actually look at people who are engaged in that, the people who suffer most in many ways are the people who are engaged in the hating, because it transforms you into people like... Let me give you a very explicit example. In the book that I did with Nancy Murphy, our cover picture is a picture of the town of Dresden in 1945.
Oh, I have that book here somewhere.
It is the ruins of Dresden, these burnt-out houses with the angel standing looking down with his hand up over this ruin, and the angel is looking in pity on what humans have done to each other. And the point about it is the following. The Allies said they were fighting for right, against evil. But in that night and day in Dresden, they burnt alive 70,000 civilians. They had become the same as what they said they were fighting. Because there is no difference if you're willing to burn to death 70,000 people for no military objective. You have become what you said you were trying to do something about.
Have you also had experiences in your life that are more personal and not as dramatic, of living this way, this counterintuitive way?
Not dramatic. My life has been very undramatic in small ways.
Well, that's how, I mean, in small ways is how most of us would have a chance to do this, I think.
Yeah. It's... In a sense, it's a principle which can be applied all the time. I've never done anything dramatic about sort of offering up my life on behalf of others and so on. So. But it's a kind of generic principle which underlies all of community living, being willing to, you know, just step back a little bit in order that there's room for the community to function. Mm. I can't claim any dramatic example in my own life, but I'm absolutely convinced of the power of the idea from thinking about it, seeing it, and experiencing it. As I say, there's an entire range through, and very, very much experiencing it in the sense of trying with others to devise strategies in which one was trying to get at the fact that while the Nationalist Party was engaged in all of this thing, nevertheless, they didn't want to think that they were behaving in that way. There was this kind of internal contradiction. And so one could try to aim to strengthen the good, but you cannot do that by pointing out ways that they could behave better, by trying to make them see that what they were doing was causing pain, was causing damage, was killing people and so on. You can't make that contact if you have consigned them to the devil category.
So it's not just about how you are behaving, it's also at the same time about how you are seeing and experiencing the person who is your enemy.
Absolutely, yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Who is making you suffer.
Yeah, correct. It's refusing to give them that devil characteristic, which right. then justifies you in treating them as people who are not whole people, who are subhuman people. It's exactly that.